睡个幺七零就睡了。
Well,
actually, next door is another one now. It's gone again. The end of the show, I'm actually next door to one game.
Really?
I'm just asking for
kids.
Beautiful. Another one.
Do the announcement. Toyoway, North West London, Tuesday, Gimel Nissen, the 16th of March, Harav Matisio Lawrence Schlitter, topical theme.
Looking backwards, looking forwards. Firstly, good morning. It's nice to be back here. I'd first like to dedicate the Shir, the Ilu Nishmas, my Zayda, Harav Meir Shalom ben Harav Yisrael Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whose Yahrzeit is today. And also to my grandmother, Maus Chava Bas Rav Shmuel, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday. So I'd like to talk, entitled the Shia, Looking Backwards, Looking Forwards. So what am I talking about? So coming up to Pesach, and we're very much aware of the mitzvahs of Pesach itself, the Seder. But we're talking about Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim. We're talking a lot about the past, a lot about events from 3,333 years ago, I think. And we're talking very much about things that happened to Klal Yisrael a long time ago. And of course, we know Chayev Odom Lira Yisus Atzmoy, Ki'ilu Hu Yotzal Mimitzrayim, and therefore Ki'ilu, you went out yourself, and therefore we have to imagine it and envisage as though we were actually there ourselves. But it's very much about events that happened at that time. And we talk throughout the Seder, through the whole of the Maggid, on that level. However, if you look at the Seder, the structure of the Seder, there's a number of things in the Seder which are absolutely not to do with the past, they're actually to do with the future. For example, the Mitzvah of Korech. Mitzvah of Korech, so we say Zeichen or Mikdash Kehillel, and we talk about the fact that Hillel's opinion was that you eat the matzah and the morah together, zeichel mikdash. And we have, you know, we have the zroya, the beitza, zeichel to the korbanos, which took place, the chagiga, korban pesach, the chagiga, and a number of other things which maybe we'll have time to point out afterwards, where we're actually talking about zeichel mikdash, which would also seem to be something from the past as well. The mikdash, beis hamikdash, we haven't had a beis hamikdash for 2,000 years. And that would seem to be also something about the past. And what I want to show today, actually it's not about the past at all. It's very much about the future. And how this point actually is relevant, it's very, very relevant in terms of our entire thinking, not only with regard to Pesach, but generally every day of the year. So, we're going to start actually, sounds like a shiur for Sukkos, but we're going to start with the Mishnah in Masech Tesukah, Daf Mem Aleph, Omad Aleph. The Mishnah says that, Barishayna hayolulav nitil b'mikdash shiva. Originally, the lulav was taken, Arbaminim was taken in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days. Of a Medina yoy mechod, in a Medina, which means outside the Beis HaMikdash, or perhaps outside Yerushalayim, because Machlokes and the Rishayna, there it was taken only one day. Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rav Yochan ben Zakkai shehei lulav nitel b'medina shiva. Yochan ben Zakkai made a takona, made a number of takonas, and one of them was that lulav should be taken b'medina outside Yerushalayim, outside Beis HaMikdash, shiva, for all 7 days. And that's exactly what we do today. We take Arba Minim all 7 days. Originally it was only done on the first day, outside Beis HaMikdash, and from that time onwards till today, the mitzvah is with the Rabbanon that we take lulav every single day, the Medina, Shiva. And what was the reason, says the Mishnah, Zeicher HaMikdash? It was a Zeicher for the Beis HaMikdash. For Shiyehei, Yoim Henef Kuloi. Also, he made another takona regarding the mitzvah of Chodosh as well, which we won't go into at this point. So the Gemara right away asks the question. The Gemara says, "Mano alam de avdina zeicher lemikdash." From where do we know that you're meant to make a zeicher lemikdash? His whole takana over here, which was to take arba midin every single day, like we do outside Beis HaMikdash, every single day of Sukkos, is Zeichel HaMikdash. Menalan Davdina Zeichel HaMikdash. From where do we know that you're meant to make a Zeichel HaMikdash? You can't just come along and make a takana just like that. There has to be a makor for this principle. Omar Rabbi Yochanan to Omar Kro. Because the Pasuk says, and he quotes a Pasuk from Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Zayin, which is, Ki Ale Arucha Loch. Hashem says, I will bring a refuah, Arucha, like it says in Rifa'enu, Lefi Nusach Sfad, Arucha is a healing, a refuah. Ki Ale Arucha Loch, Umima Kuisayech Erpoeich, Nu'um Hashem, and I will heal you from your wounds, says Hashem, ki nidocha korulach, because you are called nidocha, the one who's been flung far away, nidocha, scattered, flung far away, tzioin hi, it is tzioin, doiresh ein lo, there isn't a doiresh, nobody is being doiresh tzioin, nobody is actually seeking, running after, trying to find tzioin. So the Gemara says, based on this pasuk, quotes the whole pasuk, doiresh ein lo, because the Navi was saying that Tzion doesn't have a doiresh, obviously what was the Navi trying to say? Nichlal deboy derisha. That implies that Tzion needs derisha. We have to seek Tzion. We have to have it in our consciousness. We have to have it in our mind. Therefore, Zeichel HaMikdash is a concept which enables us, or Chazal, to make takonas that we want to be able to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Based on this pasuk of Tzion hi doiresh ein lo, michlal deboya drisha. It implies that Tzion, we need to seek Tzion. We have to, can't just sit back passively. There has to be a seeking of Tzion. There has to be an awareness, a consciousness, a remembrance of Tzion. So what does that mean, exactly? The Mefarshim here, generally, are quite quiet about what this actually means. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, Ben Yishchai, on that Mishnah there, on the Gemara, Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph, so he quotes this Gemara, and he says the following, Nire, hakavona, ki hazeche she'oisin li'inyonim she'hoyu bizman ha'mikdosh, those things that we do at the time that are to commemorate or to remember, to remind us of the things that took place, bizman ha'mikdosh, moira al ha'emuna, it is something which instructs us on emuna, v'hav tocha, and the assurance she'anachnu mekavim she'tachzor atora le'yoshna. It's not just remembering the past for old time's sake, nostalgic memories of what happened in the past. That was very nice. We had a Beis HaMikdash 2,000 years ago. That's what they did, and let's remember it for old time's sake. No, says the Ben Yishchai, the Ben Yehoyada, Meira ala muna v'havtocha. It instructs us in how we are meant to have emuna and a havtocha. It is an assurance she'anachnu mekavin she'tachzor atora le'yoshna, that we are hoping that the atora, the crown, will go back to how it was, the reinstatement, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. U'dekach oisim lahem zeicha, and that's why we do a zeicha. It's not all about the past. We have a museum zeicha the Beis HaMikdash. That's not the point. The point is for the future. That's why the pasuk says, "Ki nidocha korulach." You were called nidocha, the one who's been flung away. Shesora tikvasam mimcha. Their hope in Hakadosh Baruch Hu had kind of gone away. It's gone away. The choshvim isoch nidcha, nidcha legamri chas v'shalom. They think that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is away, far away from us. V'harayash dechoshvu b'kachu ki hineitziyin hi doyresh ein lo. And the raya, that is the state of the relationship, so to speak, is that Tzion hi doiresh ein lo, that nobody's seeking Tzion. People feel a detachment from Tzion, a detachment from Eretz Yisrael, a detachment from Yerushalayim, a detachment from the Beis HaMikdash. Lastly, zeicher le'inyonim shehayu nehugim v'binyonim. That's why we have to make a zeicher in order to reattach ourselves, to reconnect to the inyan of the Beis HaMikdash, so that we can affirm our emuna in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, that we will have a Beis HaMikdash, Mitz Hashem, when Kodesh Baruch Hu decides. And that is the reason for Zeichel HaMikdash. It's not about the past, it's very much about the future. And we daven. We express this in our davening all the time, throughout the davening for every single day, Yerushalayim Iracha, and davening the Musaf for Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, even regularly. You hear all the time in the Fnei Avinu Shel HaShemayim, L'chayna es beis chayenu, U'lohoshiv es shechinos ebis chayenu b'mheirov yomenu, v'noyma aramein. And we say after leaning, Monday and Thursday. And every single day, the end of davening, end of Shemayna Esra, Yerotzim Mifonecha v'chuli, Sheyabana b'tham Mikdosh b'mheirov yomenu. So we're constantly saying things, tefillos, in order to remind ourselves about the Beis HaMikdash, but more to affirm our belief, our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we will return to Eretz Yisrael, as we haven't already, and be able to go to the Beis HaMikdash and to do the avodah, the Karbonis, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. But as the Pasuk says, we forget. The whole point of making a zecher is because it's very easy to forget. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was well aware, and this was just after the Churban. He lived at the time of the Churban. So it wasn't like it was 200 years later. And he said, look, it's been 200 years since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone's forgetting about the Beis HaMikdash. People are forgetting about Eretz Yisrael. Let's make a reminder to wake everybody up. This was at the time. He knew that there was a nature of people to forget these type of things. And that's why he made this zecher HaMikdash. So where does this all originate from? This idea of being Doirish Tzion. We had the Pasuk there from the Novi, but it goes back further, much further than that. So the Pasuk says in Devarim Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel to Hey. It's talking over there where Shabbeinu is giving us horrors to Klal Yisrael when they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, how they have to conduct themselves, what they have to do. And one of the major things that Moshe Rabbeinu repeats over and over and over again is to get rid of Avodah Zorah from Eretz Yisrael. Avodah Zorah was rife in Eretz Yisrael. It was so common amongst the peoples who lived in the land of Eretz Yisrael at that time. And there was a tzivoy to get rid of the Avodah Zorahs and everything associated with it. And the Pasuk says, V'nitatztem es mizbecho yisom. You have to smash down their altars. V'shibartem es matzeva yisom. And you have to break their matzevas. They used to use these kind of big stones as a kind of an altar of a kind. V'ashrehem tisrefum ba'esh. And their asheros, that means the trees that they have worshipped, you have to burn them down the fire, etc., etc. Then it says in the next pasuk, Loi sasun kein Hashem adekeichem. You must never do anything like that to Hashem. And we learn from there in Issa to take away any of the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, because whereas you must break down the matzevas of the Avodah Zorah, but when it comes to Hashem, Hashem is binyan, there's an Issa to do that. And then the pasuk says, Ki im ha el hamokoyim asher yivchar Hashem elokeichem. Mikol shivteichem losum es shemoy shom. Only that place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose, which Hashem will choose from all your tribes, from all the Shvatim, he'll choose a particular place, losum es shemoy shom, to place his name there, the shichnoi sedrushu uvasa shom. So the shichnoi is a lashon of shchina. The shichnoi sedrushu uvasa shom. That's what the Pasuk says. And the Mefarshim over here will speak of along very similar lines, but I decided to quote you from the Malbim. The Malbim there points out that we never find the Torah explicitly says where the Beis HaMikdash is meant to be. It's always a Mokim Asher Yivchar Hashem. We don't find that the Torah pinpointed exactly where it was going to be. And in fact, when David HaMelech, as we're going to see in a minute, decided it's time to build a Beis HaMikdash, he didn't know where to build it exactly. He had to be told exactly where to build it. And the whole story that we'll see, that it had to be Niskale, it had to be revealed to him where the Mokim HaMikdash was meant to be. So the Malbim explains there, he says, Kinisvada al yadei Novi, shehu Mokim HaNivcha. It had to be informed through a Novi where this Mokim HaNivcha, where this chosen place was. Kumai Sh'oma, as the Pasuk says, Vayovai God el David, God came along and told David, and there's another Pasuk as well in Divrei Hayomim, V'cheinoma Bahara Maria, Asher Nire lo David Avihu, U'b'choze motzonu she David dorash achari ha-mokim. Even though David was actually informed by a Novi where it was going to be, but prior to that, David was dorish the Mokim. David, HaMelech, knew that he had a chiyuv to be Dairish the Mokim. And we say this in Tehillim. It's in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Hey. Sorry, Kuf Lamed Beis Pasuk Hey. She'amalois Zuchay Hashem LeDavid Es Kol Unosoi Asher Nishba LaHashem Noda LaAvir Yaakov Im Ovei Ba'oi Beisi Im Ala Al Eres Yitzu'oi Im Etei Shnas Le'inoi La'afapai Tenumo. And then it says Ad Emtza Mokim LaHashem. So David HaMelech made a kind of a neder that He would not even give sleep to his eyes. Ad emso mokom Hashem, until I find a place for Hashem. He knew that was his tafkid, he knew that was his job, his mission, that he had to find a place for Hashem. Says the Malbim, V'loy himtim ad shabai lov Novi. He didn't wait until Novi, the Novi God, came along and told him. V'lomad mimashakosa the shichnoi sidushu. And he learnt it from that pasuk that we quoted a minute ago. The shichnoi sidushu uvas hashoma. You have to be doirish and mokum, find the place, find that place, do whatever you can to find the place, seek that place where there's meant, the shichnoi is meant to be. Shadrisha hi mashechoike ba'atzmoi limtsoi es hadov. What is drisha? Drisha is when you try to examine, to find out, to analyze where something is, to be doirish, like we find with Adam, you're doirish, chaykev doirish. You're trying to find something, find information. Lomad lahem shelo yigala Hashem soidoi al yedei neviyov lo hidiya mokim hamnivcho rak im yishtadlu bezeh v'yidushu acharov. He knew from the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to reveal it to him, but Hashem would only reveal the mokim to him through a novi if he was first doirish this mokim. But Oz Yare Aleim Ruach Mimuroimim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would send some kind of spirit, some kind of Nevuah Mimuroimim, Acharei HaHachono HaRu'uya, after it's been the proper Hachona. The proper Hachona is to be Doirish the Mokum yourself, and then afterwards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala. So this is the Shoirish that Mefarshim point out of this idea of being Doirish Tzion, Doirish the Mokum where the Beis HaMikdash is meant to be. And then obviously, if you're meant to do that, then obviously when there is a Beis HaMikdash, then one has to do what one can to connect to the Beis HaMikdash. If when there isn't yet a Beis HaMikdash, you have to do what you can to find the place and make a Beis HaMikdash in that Mokoyim. So then obviously, when there was a Beis HaMikdash and it's been destroyed, we have to do what we can to reconnect. And there are psukim, I'm not going to go through all the psukim, isn't so much time, Shmuel Beis, where David HaMelech, it was Niskale to him where the place actually was. What happened actually was there was a Magefa, there was a plague where 70,000 people died. And the Pasuk doesn't say why it happened. It doesn't say clearly in the Pasuk why it happened. And then, read that Pasuk there, Vayitan Hashem Dever B'Yisrael, Mi'aboike Va'ad Eis Moyed, and it actually heard happened within about half a day. Different Shotim in the Gemara how long it took, but half a day, whole day. But in a very short space of time, there was a Magefa which came along and killed 70,000 people, Midon Va'ad Be'er Sheva. Shivim Elef Ish. 70,000 people died. When we talk about these numbers, so unfortunately we're used to hearing these large numbers of people dying. But this was in half a day. In half a day, 70,000 people died. And it wasn't clear. And then it says, Vayishlach Yodoi Hamaloch Yushalayim V'Shachoso. Kodesh Baruch Hu sent a Malach towards Yushalayim to destroy it. Vayinochem Hashem al hara, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu then changed his mind to do that, from doing this. Vayoyma l'malach hamashchis, and he said to the malach hamashchis, Ba'om, who was destroying the people, Rav, ato, heref yodecho. Enough already, take away your hand, you've done enough, you've killed enough people. And some say, by the way, it wasn't 70,000 people. It was 70,000 men, but there were also ladies and children on top of that who died as well. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, enough's enough. U'malach Hashem hoyo im goyren, Ha'aravna ha'yuvusi. And the Malach Hashem, he stopped at a place which was a goyren, a threshing area of somebody called Aravna. And he was the person who owned that land at that time. And the Malach, the apostle goes on to explain that he bought the land from him. He offered it to him for free, I think, and then he bought it. And that was the Mokum HaMikdash. So there was an interesting Ramban where the Ramban says So Ramban in Bamidbar, Tet Zayin, actually. And he points out that it's not clear from the Pasuk, what was this Magefa for? Why all these people being killed? It doesn't actually say. And he says, Ramban says, I say Bederech Svara. This is what I think is the reason. Shehoya Oynesh al Yisrael. There was a punishment on Klal Yisrael. Behisacher binyan beis ha-bechira. That they were delaying the building of the Beis HaMikdash. There hadn't yet been a Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech lived in his palace. Klal Yisrael had a Mishkan, had had the Mishkan already for hundreds of years from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, but there was no Beis HaMikdash. Shehoya ha'oroin, hoylech mi'oyel oyhel, k'ger ba'oretz. The oroin was going from one place to another like a ger ba'oretz. Ve'ein ha'shvotim mis'orim, loyma nidreches Hashem ve'nivne ha'bayis tishmoy. And the people, says the Ramban, were not misoira, they didn't wake up, and they didn't have that enthusiasm, that motivation to build a Beit HaMikdash for Hashem. Ke'inin shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, you're meant to do. We read it before. The Shichnoi Sidushu, or Bas Lashoma. Ad shenisoira David ledovo, miyomim rabim. Many, many years after, the David HaMelech had his oiras, that he was sitting in his palace, and full of comfort, and he defeated his enemies, and everything was fine. Ah, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a palace. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a place to dwell. David HaMelech was nisoira to this, and he quotes the psukim that say that. Then we know that David HaMelech himself was not able to do it because he was an ish mishpat, ish din, and he wasn't able to build the Beis HaMikdash, as the Ramban, because the Beis HaMikdash is a makom of rachamim, and David HaMelech was an ish din, which we won't go into now, and he couldn't build it. If Klal Yisrael had really wanted the Beis HaMikdash, and it would have been nisoira to it originally, the Beis HaMikdash would have already been built during the time of one of the Shoftim, in the previous generations to David HaMelech. Or be Meishol, or perhaps in the times of Shaul, or even in the times of David, but before David was Nisoira. And Klal Yisrael would have done it, he says Ramban. It wouldn't have been David HaMelech, or Shlomo HaMelech, it would have been Klal Yisrael building the Beis HaMikdash themselves. Avakasha Ha'om Lo Hishkichu, when the people didn't pay attention to this idea, the David Hu HaMashkiach, Bahamisoira, David HaMelech was the one who was paying attention to this idea of the Shichnoi Sidrushu. And he was the one, Vahamisoira, Vahu Asher Heichin HaKohen. He was the one who prepared everything. He was the builder, etc., etc. That's what actually happened. So, says the Ramban, Hari Yashim HaKosov. The Pasuk is telling us, Ki Hashchino Mishaleches B'chol Yisrael, Mi Oyel El Oyel, Umi Mishkan El Mishkan, V'loi Hoya Echel B'chol Shreif Te Yisrael, Haroyim Oysom Misoira B'dova. The criticism the Ramban is saying, but Klal Yisrael, until that point, nobody had actually taken action to build a Beis HaMikdash. And says the Ramban, that was the reason for this Magefa. The Magefa happened because people were detached from the concept of Beis HaMikdash. Okay, they'd never had one yet, but they did have a Mishkan. But they should have realized that having a Mishkan that moves from place to place, a portable